My son joined the Marines a couple of weeks actually before 9/11, and he was being pressured by his father, my ex-husband, because he had basically screwed around his first year in college, and his dad, felt that he needed discipline and so forth. So I was really heartbroken at that moment that my son felt that his only avenue was to join the military. I felt a sense of despair for him, and I was upset that I wasn't in a position to help him. So he tried to get into the army first, and he'd gotten caught smoking a joint in high school, and so they turned up their nose at him. And then he applied to the Marines, and I think they were giving him a little grief over the same issue. So I had had a friend who was actually a retired Army general, and I hadn't spoken to him in a few years, but I had done a favor for him 20 odd years prior, and he'd always felt that he owed me something for that. So foolishly, I called in that favor, and they accepted my son. By this time, it was after 9/11, and he kept watching those towers fall repeatedly on the news, and he was all swept up in that. And I remember him talking to me saying, "I just want to get in there and do a great job and just rip him up, and defend his country." So he went in for basic training, and I have to tell you, could never see him because he's always been rebellious. I could never see him taking orders well. But I went down for his graduation, and there he was in his uniform with his single stripe and his little expert rifleman pin on his collar, and he just looked great. And as we were walking around the base after the ceremonies, these new recruits were walking along, and they walked past him and they said, "Sir." And he was like sort of surprised, and he looked at me and he said, "They called me sir." And it was, a prideful moment. And I could see, this discipline in him, and that maybe it was going to be okay for him. He was talking about possibly he would make the military career. He had been told that he might be able to get his 4-year degree by the time he finished his enlistment period. And then, of course, he started training pretty radically for Iraq. And I believe he graduated boot camp in September, and he was in Kuwait in January. And that morning, when they were showing all that news, I don't have TV, and I haven't had TV since I was 16, but I went somewhere to watch it. And I saw this imagery and videos of these transports laden with troops crossing the border into Iraq. And it was such a raw feeling to know that I had a child in that, and he was going to war. It wasn't play acting. He was going to war, and I was just slain. And I called a friend, and I was just in tears. And she wound up in tears too. I mean, it was just not something you expect. Anyway, we didn't hear much from him. Communication wasn't very good that first tour. But he took pictures and came home and he seemed okay. He'd had one experience. He was manning a checkpoint and an Iraqi, a sergeant in the Republican Guard, was trying to run his checkpoint and he had to fire on the vehicle. And he disabled it eventually. It stopped like 10 feet from where he was at. And the sergeant was wounded, but they, you know, took him off to a hospital, and my son came home from Iraq having not killed anybody. And for me, I took this huge sense of relief from that, you know, thank God, thank goodness that he doesn't have that burden. And but we weren't that lucky the second time.